I just want to put this morning into context a little bit in terms of the appointing of Masala, because this is really a great day for us as a church. And I just want to speak into the moment a little bit for us. And Lord, we just pray you'd help us as I just gather my thoughts and just envision us in terms of where we're going as a church, in Jesus' name. And so, folks, this is just a great strategic day for us as we add Masala to this eldership team. It's a real privilege. Our eldership team's been together now for 15 years. So it's just wonderful. And I just want to honor these guys. Can we just give them a clap as well? Just want to honor these guys and their wives. Just been an amazing team. We still laugh at each other's jokes. I mean, we love each other. It's just been amazing. And we were kind of appointed together in 2001. And it's not often that an eldership team in a local church stay together this long. And it's just been wonderful. And it's been part of the strength of this church and their wives. It's just been awesome. And, you know, we've seen some of their kids born and raised in this church. It's such a privilege, and thank you for that. And just want to thank the other leaders and deacons that have served in this church, Nigel and Louise and Vanna and Vuyu and Tobolani and Malusi and Raymond and Kusanati, and just the wives and the other leaders and the congregation. Thank you so much. You guys have been absolutely amazing. And so this morning is really about Masala. We want to pray for him, but just to put things in context a little bit for Shannon and myself, in terms of a changing season. We arrived in Maritzburg in January 1998. That was the last century. And we have been here now leading this church for 19 years. And so it's really an end of a season for us. We were sent here to really strengthen the church. God kind of sent us up here from the Cape. Simon Pettit, we're part of New Frontier, sent us up here to help lead the church, put foundations in. And I really can say that as we look over these 19 years, God has really helped us and the team here to do that. And I really think Grace Gen is it's a wonderful church with good foundations, a great team. It's just amazing, you know, what God has done through the work of CCP, the way we've been a blessing to the city. We've been able to introduce Michael Eaton to the city and other places. And just even over the last 2 years, the things that have happened is God has given us this building as a physical home. And also spiritually, we've connected with Advance and with PJ after some of the changes in New Frontiers as well. And we've benefited hugely from that, theologically in particular, as we've become more gospel-centered. We've become more Christ-centered, if you've noticed in our preaching. It's all about Jesus. And we've really done that. We've sought to be a church that's really gospel-centered, reformed, and charismatic, a church of word and spirit, and also multicultural as well. And then just to be part of a global vision of church planting and church strengthening, it's just been wonderful. And so for Shannon and myself, it just marks the end of a season this morning, really, of being here for 19 years and leading the church. And my wife's also been a tremendous strength and help. Thank you, honey, for being there for this church, for myself as well. What we're wanting to do is we're going to be going on a short sabbatical for 2.5 months. We're going to be taking a break, taking a rest, time to refresh, time to charge our batteries together. Shannon's managed to get some leave from her boss, which has been wonderful. And Benson's her boss, I'm just joking. And we're going to be going away for 2.5 months just to rest. And then when we come back again in January, God willing, we want to come back in a slightly different capacity, continue to be the base leader of this church, particularly with preaching and envisioning, but really to see Masala emerge as the base pastor here. He will do more and more of the pastoring, small groups, students, and just general pastoring. You know, if you use Mark Driscoll language, I'll be doing some air warfare. He'll be doing some ground warfare, as it were. And I really believe that God adding Masala, and particularly in Makosi to us, has enabled us to be able to do this. So we'll come back and lead in a slightly different capacity, and really want you to get behind Masala and really support him as he pastors the church and grows the church. Really feel God has given him to us to help us grow the church. And really for myself, to give myself more and more to the word and prayer next year as well. I just feel God has been working in my life and dealing with things in my life so that I can spend more and more time in prayer and in his word. Pray for us for a time of refreshing. And commit yourself, please, to the eldership team, to this church, while we're away. I'll also probably be traveling a bit more next year as well. I want to try and visit PJ in the States. We've also been asked to help a church in Durban a bit next year. Steve Rockwell's church. He preached here last Sunday. Guys in Tanzania have asked me to come up for a weekend, do some stuff on the Holy Spirit. Paul Simpson wants to help with the stuff he's doing in the Eastern Cape. So I just feel there'd probably be a bit more travel next year as well. So I just would encourage you, as we do that, to give yourself to the church and to give yourself to, particularly to Masala as the base pastor, who'll be more full-time. All our other elders are marketplace elders. And so I just want to read a scripture. As we just come to appoint Masala, it's not about me really this morning, it's about Masala and Makosi, but praying for Masala. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, if you have your Bibles, let's just turn there. And Peter says, "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory when Jesus returns." And so just a few things, Masala, but also for the other elders as well. When we look at this passage this morning, we see that eldership and leadership is so important for a local church. If you have good leadership, you have a happy local church, you have a well-functioning local church. If you have good leadership in a nation, you have a happy nation, you have a well-functioning nation. And if you have bad leadership, you have problems. And so we thank God for the leadership He's given us in this church. The church is really the most intensive environments you can get in terms of leadership training, because your entire workforce or your entire community are volunteers. And so no one gets paid. Everyone is encouraged and motivated to give, to serve, and to advance God's kingdom as volunteers. And so it's a challenge being a leader in that environment, but it's a way to also grow great leadership in the local church as well. So we find in the New Testament, elders are male, just as in the home, husbands should be male. Just want to throw that in. And head of the family, just as Christ is head of the church, elders are really responsible. They're like the fathers, responsible for the local church. And it's not just gifting, but it's character qualities that the Bible... I think the church is becoming, listen carefully, one of the last places on earth where there are character qualifications for a job. I know there are a few others, but increasingly, you can run a country these days and no one really looks at your character anymore. But in the church, there are real character qualifications, and praise God for that, because it's a wonderful safeguard, because we entrust ourselves to these men. And so in 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul's talking about qualifications for elders. And he says, if anyone aspires or desires to the office of an elder, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an elder must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how can he care for God's church? He mustn't be a recent convert. In other words, don't let him be saved in the last 5 years. Or he may become puffed up with pride and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace, into the snare of the devil. And so, friends, it requires gifting to be an elder, but it also requires character qualifications as well. And some of the gifting that's needed, an elder oversees the flock. And so an elder is not just a one-issue person, but someone who can oversee the flock. That's where we get the word episkopos, bishop. Someone who can, please don't call Masala bishop, Masala, but that's the word in the Greek. It's an overseer. Okay, they also eld. They also meant to be slightly older. It's not good to appoint elders that are 18 or 20. I've said to our elders, they must be shaving for at least 10 years before we appoint them. We need that maturity. So we ask them, how long have you been shaving for? That's important. And then thirdly, they're also pastors. They need to be able to shepherd and pastor people as well. And that's really Masala's primary gift as well. So Peter calls on the elders to shepherd, he says, God's flock that is under your care. So just quickly a few things. Masala, continue to be a shepherd to this flock. You are a shepherd, but we welcome you as really a shepherd in this flock. And as you love, look after, lead, and protect the flock from wolves as well, through sacrifice, through the word of God, through leadership, through protecting the flock. May God help you to do that. It's God's flock. It's His people. And so we're all really under shepherds, under Jesus. We're not the final authority. And so we need to realize that we're shepherds of God's flock. Peter says that is under your care. We've been called to shepherd. That these people will come under your care, just as the Newcastle folk have come under your care. And we need to allow Masala to care for us and to come under. Some Christians want to be cared for, but they don't want to come under. And so I'd encourage you to also submit yourself and to be open. It's so important that we do that. And it's all because of Christ's mission, because we want to reach the city and we want to be shepherded to that as well. And so Peter encourages the elders. He says, shepherd God's flock that's under your care. And then he brings a bit of adjustment. He says, don't do it reluctantly or under pressure, because it's a delight and a calling. Don't do it because you're greedy for money, but be eager to serve. And don't lord it over the flock. Rather be an example as a true shepherd. Okay, that's what he says. Not because you must, but because you're willing, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not as a big boss, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, we will be rewarded. Hallelujah. And so, friends, that's really what we're looking for in this church. We're looking for graceful leadership. We don't talk in funny voices. We don't wear suits. We don't have special titles, because really it's spiritual authority. And it requires maturity to understand that. And so we're looking for graceful leadership. We're looking for that spiritual authority. And we're looking for a culture of honor and respect. And so I would encourage you to pray for Masala Makosi and to honor them and to honor the other elders as well. And commit yourself to this house and its leaders as I close. Really want to encourage you while we're away on our short sabbatical. Pray for us that we may be refreshed. We really need it. We need God to come and recharge our batteries. Hopefully we'll charge back here in January again. But pray also for the leaders and commit yourself to the leadership team. Please do that. Commit yourself to these leaders. Commit yourself to the vision of this church. I would ask you to do that as well. Just in a few areas as I close, that we continue to be committed to the mission of God, to reach the city. I'm so glad you guys are going on outreach next week. And increasingly, we don't just want a strong base, but we want to be able to go out and serve elsewhere. And I would encourage you, if I'm not here sometimes next year, pray for me and release me that I can be a blessing with some of the things we've learned in other settings. It seems God's opening that door a little bit. In terms of one's own personal holiness, that we live lives that are dedicated to the Lord and His kingdom as well. Use your gifts in this church to extend the kingdom of God. Let's continue to be radical givers to God's work. I've spoken already about that. And respect time. Time's a funny thing in a multicultural church. But respect time so that we can start meetings on time, we can pray on time, we can advance the kingdom of God on time. It says at just the right time, Jesus was sent for us. Hallelujah. And Jesus will come back again at just the right time. Hallelujah. And so I really would encourage us, folks, I just want to say thank you, and for Shannon as well. Don't you just come here, honey. We just want to say thank you to this church for the way you've let us lead you. We just want to thank you guys for the way you've let us lead you over these almost two decades now. All our mistakes and our ups and downs, but thank you so much for your prayers, for your giving, for your love, for your support. You guys have been incredible. We're not leaving the country. We're just going on sabbatical. But it is a change of a season. And we just want to thank you for that so much. We love you guys so much.